The song in the background is Holiday by Confidence Man, which felt perfect to open up the show with. The next song is going to be Spring is Coming with a Strawberry in the Mouth by Caroline Polachek, who, again, is just absolutely incredible. I've been listening to her so much this summer. The whole show is, I think, going to be just some songs I've been listening to recently. I am subbing in for the TARDIS Jukebox, who is going to be joining us at 5 p.m. But in the meantime, here's Caroline Polachek.
Dear Louise, there are so many things I want. But mainly, and like everybody, I want to be loved. Such a long time since I was in love. needing nothing but the sun that's in our eyes.
Love.
hello, everybody. That was Badala Zamana by Zora. And that song was shown to me by one Michaela Weinstein. Shout out. I don't know if she's listening. But yeah, welcome, I guess, for the second time, everybody. Before that song was Bones by Crumb, which is a really fun little song. Kind of jazzy, kind of funky. I have been listening to a lot of instrumentals. I mean, I know there were a little bit of lyrics in that, but I don't know. During the summer, sometimes it's so hot and your brain kind of just needs to be smooth for a second. So I've been trying to do that. But we're going to get into some kind of crazy, freaky, crazy stuff, man. We're going to go to M83, which, okay, guys, have you heard the album Junk? I know you have. I'm aware that most people have, but I just listened to it all the way through, and I think it's going to be my favorite album possibly ever. But I gave it a listen. I think that this might be my favorite song on the album. Guys, this album is crazy. He was in that studio and he said, "Let me change a couple of lives." There's some crazy stuff happening in this song and throughout the album. It's produced so well. The mixing is incredible, and the instruments on it are equally as incredible. So, we're going to do that. Walk Away Blues by M83, Jay Laser. And then we're going to go into we're going to change the mood a little bit. I wanted to do one crazy, awesome song, and then I'm going to go down a little bit into Alice Bowman with Waiting, and it's a remix, PAL remix, but and then I watched Chapel Roan's Tiny Desk concert today and was literally floored. She's so good. Her song California is underrated, so we're gonna do that. And then we're gonna go into Maps with Everything is Shattering. So I hope you guys enjoyed this next song, because I have only been listening to it. My friends know I literally haven't listened to a single other thing. I have a special guest in the studio with me joining, and I'm just going to put her on for a minute to say hello. Hi. So she's on mic 4, which is crazy, and I'm going to turn that on right now.
Hi, guys. This is mic 4. this is Alexa on mic 4. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to our resident DJ, Big Planet Shrimp,
yep,
here for getting a sound engineering job.
Oh my goodness.
And working for a
and we're gonna turn mic 4 off.
Call in and wish her luck.
Yeah, call in, guys, if you want to hear a song that we haven't played. Because I'm gonna run out of songs in a second. This is Walk Away Blues by M83. I hope you enjoy.
Lost on the side. amber clay roads for the sea foam and the endless sun rays. Cause I was never told that I wasn't gonna get the things I want the most. But people always say if it hasn't happened yet, then maybe you should go.
The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half of the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. These are just some numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was our PSA of the day. Quite relevant, if I do say so myself. That was Fade Away by Suzanne Sundfør. I don't know. It's like a Norwegian last name, but really cool stuff. She did some songs for Girls on HBO, which is a fantastic show, and everyone should watch it. That's my recommendation of the day. Before that, you heard Chapel Roan, of course, and another song, I believe. Waiting, yes. That one I've been listening to. I feel like I get more sad in the summer, and I don't know if that's just me, but yeah, it's been like a sad summer. It's always a sad summer. I say this every single summer. Blah blah blah. Next up, we have Everything is Shattering by Maps. Another thing that happens in the summer, I really like early 2010s stuff. I think that it's really fun and like recession core, if that's what the kids are saying nowadays. Everything is Shattering. And then we're going to do In Camera by Yumi Zuma, which is a really fun song that I just found. And shout out to Discover Weekly. And that's all I have to say on that. This is Everything is Shattering by Maps.
Everything is shattered. Thank you.
was While I'm Alive by STRFKR. That song is super fun. Again, it reminds me of like early 2000s, Girls, Broad City, all my faves. Before that, it was The Strokes with Automatic Stop, which is another fun one. And then In Camera, Yumi Zuma. That was the hour. I hope you enjoyed. These songs were all incredible. Bit of a different vibe within the hour, but definitely all the songs of the summer, in my opinion. I wish I had more time. I would show you so much more. I've been listening to a lot of Lorde as well, but this is my show. This is Sophia Reynolds, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The next hour will be my next DJ, which I am checking the schedule right now, and that will be the TARDIS Jukebox. I hope you enjoy. That will be coming up in just a few moments here. Stick around, and that will be your next hour.
Get right.